I'm Jamie Gennaro, and this is Business for Humans. Let's talk about taking your business to a new level without the suits and without being a robot. Here, you can be yourself, you can be imperfect, you can be flawed, and you can still have raging success. So let's go. You guys, welcome. Welcome to Business for Humans. I'm Jamie Gennaro, and I am sitting outside my new co-working space in my car in the rain recording a podcast episode. You know, this is just how it is sometimes. You have a schedule because now I have people helping me, and so they keep me disciplined. I'm on a schedule, I have a deadline, and I forgot my microphone. So here we are, recording on my phone. And you know what? It's not going to be any less powerful. Because sometimes when inspiration hits, you're in your car, in the rain, and you're going to do it anyway, even if it's not perfect, even if you don't have the right microphone. And I hope, Enyo, my podcast engineer, I hope this works for you. But I know we've done this before, and you said it sounded good. So here we are. Today, I want to talk about feedback. Feedback is such an interesting tool that we do not lean on enough because we're afraid. We're afraid of feedback. Of course we are, because we might hear something that we don't want to hear, right? It might send us in a direction that maybe makes us feel self-conscious or unsure of ourselves. So what I want to say is that feedback is always, always, always valuable. And it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be hard to receive. You do have to be open-minded. You have to get yourself in a frame of mind to receive, to be open. I think I already said that. Being open is so important because if you're defensive, it's going to be really hard to receive. Now, we're not always in control of when that feedback comes in, right? Sometimes that feedback is unsolicited feedback. And what I would say is that if you're a leader, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're in a services industry, if you're really in any business where you're interacting with customers, you need to be ready for feedback at all times, which means don't have your defenses up. Be in the receiving mode. And remember that it's not personal. If you're getting feedback that's very personal, then we can very clearly sort of compartmentalize that feedback and say, okay, that person is not necessarily being professional in this moment. If they're attacking you or attacking your personality or your person, that's not work feedback. Okay. That might be feedback that you need to get in your personal life. But if that type of feedback is coming in your work life, then it's easy to, well, it's not easy, but it's important to put up that guard in that case to say, wait, this isn't about me. This isn't actually about me. Because if someone's personally attacking you at work, we can have compassion for them and understand that a personal attack is something they need to work through, right? If they're going around personally attacking people at work, that's something that's theirs, right? It's not ours. But in the professional sense, when you're receiving feedback or you're getting constructive criticism, which I kind of like that term and don't. I like the constructive part. I don't like the criticism part. There's nothing, it should never be criticism. It can be a critique, but it shouldn't be criticism. But we want to be soliciting that feedback very often so that it's a learning tool, right? So that we understand where our audience is, where our customers are, where the people are that we're connecting with, and making sure that we're meeting them where they are and that they're getting what they need from us. And I think as a manager, this is more important really than any tool. because we have an idea of who we are and how we show up, and we're probably about 75% correct, but there's another small percentage that we cannot fill in without knowing how we're being received on the other end. And so for managers, if you're just going through the motions and showing up and of course doing your best, we're all doing our best, but you're not quite meeting the needs of your team. They're not getting what they need from you. They have feedback from you, but they don't have a place to put it. There's no container for this feedback. Then you're never going to fill in that percentage of knowledge of how you're showing up in this role and what you're providing. So I want to give an example as I like to. I have been reluctant to solicit feedback. So I, at the end of a program cycle with my entrepreneur or career change clients, when we do a 3-month cycle, I do ask for, I wouldn't call it feedback because I have to say I've been sort of afraid to ask for feedback, but I do ask for their sort of overall, like, how did it go, you know, or kind of like, can you give me a testimonial, or is there, you know, how did this go for you? And I tend to also schedule a podcast episode with them for their reflections. And not to say this is like my ego, it's probably my self-conscious insecurity coming through where I'm like, I'm not going to ask you any pointed questions. I'm just going to ask you very general, vague questions about your experience. Because I think because this role was somewhat new to me, now it's 4 years in, but because the role was somewhat new, I think I was just hesitant, like, oh no, if they tell me something I don't want to hear, it might make me not want to do this anymore. And I love it so much. Like, I want to do it. So I recently asked two of my clients for feedback, but I asked them for feedback in a protected space related to a project. So I have a membership. So here's how people work with me. We go through first a 3-month program, which is typically the launch cycle of their business, or if they're shifting from careers. So it's, you know, that shift phase of figuring out what's next for them and really unraveling all their goals and ideas and getting to the root of what they want to focus on. And then we start focusing. And so we do that for 3 months, and then we do a second round of 3 months, which is basically going from you launched your business and now we're going to start making money. So we get into that phase. And then once you go through 6 months, of course, people keep working with me, but then they move into a membership. And so there are people in my membership, which is one call with me every month, and then we do a group call. And then there's, of course, like materials and things. So I have this amazing group in my membership program of people who have gone through 6 months of very intense private coaching with me. So these are my people, right? Like, these are the people who know me, who know how I work, who know how I coach. And I've been reluctant to, for some reason, ask these people for feedback. So two people in that program are working with me on side projects. And so one is a book, which I keep talking about. It will be out soon, I promise you. We're going through some various stages of getting it ready for launch. So one of them is helping me. Basically, she's going to illustrate some of the book. Okay. So much like front-loaded story to this. Can you tell how resistant I am here? Even just talking about asking for feedback. It's totally normal. It's totally normal. So anyway, so she read my book, and obviously my book is me. Okay. So it's kind of a manual. It's a tool book. It's a guide. And there are some personal stories in there. And I asked her for feedback on the book, and her feedback, and you know, if you're listening, girl, you know, was so powerful. And of course, like, she's my client and I'm her coach. And so that dynamic, if you're an employee and you're giving feedback to the owner of the company, if you're a team member and you're giving feedback to your manager, okay, we call this managing up. It's also uncomfortable. Right. So I also don't want to put my clients in an uncomfortable position asking for feedback, but her feedback was so spot on. It was so much stuff. It was so clear. Like, it was exactly what I needed to hear. And it was stuff that we know. Typically, when we are getting feedback, it's not a surprise, right? So one of the pieces of feedback she gave me was that sometimes I pack too much information into, in this case, a chapter, right? So I try to wedge a lot of concepts and a lot of ideas into one chapter. And because there are exercises to follow in the book as well, she's like, Jamie, I counted the exercises. And not even counting the places where you like write this down. She said there were 16 exercises in the first chapter. She's like, too much, too much. And so she gave me that feedback, super valuable. And of course, it spans across all of the places where I'm providing content. I was looking at my webinars, thinking about the podcast. I'm thinking about my blog posts, all these places where I'm like trying to jam pack so much information because I get so excited. I get so excited about these concepts and I want to wedge everything into this one podcast, this one post, this one coaching call. And her feedback was, it's a little too much. It's okay to focus on just one thing. Just take us through the one thing, the one concept, and help us really work through that. So she gave me that feedback. And then another client in my membership program, I was really asking for specific feedback around the membership. Like, how can I offer more value to this amazing group of people who I've helped, you know, get through the launch of their business? I've helped them start earning income in their business. And now we're on, you know, in the maintenance phase, right? We're bolstering, we're building, we're making sure that their company has got foundational income coming in every month. We're building and growing and evolving. And this group of people is so important to me. I want to make sure that what I'm offering to them is really useful. So a piece of feedback that came in from that client as well was this idea, very similarly, that you give a lot of homework. She was like, sometimes the homework is like pretty intense. And what I realized also was that from my perspective, I'm not expecting anyone to finish that homework. I'm not expecting everyone to do all 16 activities. In my mind, I was like, I'm providing you sort of a buffet of options. And I always want you to feel aligned to the work that you're doing. So if the homework doesn't feel like it's moving you in the right direction, if it feels like it's taking you off course, move on to the next task. But my clients, a lot of them are, and this is not a judgment. I think we talked about this during the feedback too. I mean, a lot of them are people pleasers and overachievers. Of course they are. They're amazing, successful business owners. So when they get 5 homework assignments from me, they want to do them all. Of course they do. They're like, 5 homework assignments? Okay, I'm on it. I am going to do every single one. Now, I will say that if you do all 5 of those homework assignments, you're going to move further faster. But I also don't want my clients to feel overwhelmed. I want them to know that this is a choice, right? And remind them of that. But the feedback was so valuable because there's always a pattern when you're soliciting feedback from multiple people. If you're hearing the same thing multiple times, you can 100% trust it. And it doesn't mean you don't trust it if you're only hearing it from one source, but if you're getting the feedback over and over, I do have some clients that get feedback from their staff during annual review cycles. And I can tell you, because I've worked with this particular client over time, that I've seen the same feedback come in multiple times, multiple people over multiple years, different people in different roles in the company. And that's how we know, like, it sometimes those things are hard, right? Sometimes you're getting feedback that's a little bit hard to receive. It's a little bit difficult to receive. And so it sits on you and it creates a spin in your mind. And then a lot of times people then just buffer away from it because they take it personally. So they get feedback It's hard to absorb it. It's hard to receive it, but they know it's true. Somewhere in their gut, they know it's true, but they aren't ready to deal with it. And so they go and they watch TV or they drink a glass of wine or they do something to distract themselves and buffer away from it. Let me tell you something. If you are open to receiving feedback, it's a gift. Number one, it's hard to give, okay? This is something I have to train leaders on a lot, giving feedback. Giving feedback is very difficult, and receiving feedback can also be very difficult. If we're open to both parts of that process as colleagues, as professionals, to say, I'm here to give you this feedback because I want you to improve, I want you to be better, right? It's not coming from a place of you're terrible and you need to get your act together, right? That's a different kind of feedback. That's feedback on your way out the door, right? I'm talking about feedback that, like, you're consistently showing up, you're consistently doing great work, but there are some places where you can tweak and strengthen your performance and the way you're showing up. And I am always on the mission to strengthen and evolve and shift so that I'm more in service, so that I can create more impact and support people more. I mean, I am in the service of helping people and supporting people. So if what I'm offering is not supporting them in the way they need to be supported, I want to know. And guess what, guys? I need to ask, right? So this is just a reminder for all of you. Ask. Be open to it. Get yourself set up in the mindset to not be defensive or closed off or taking it personally. Get yourself in that professional stance to say, I'm so ready for this. I'm really open to this. It's such a gift. And I think the woman giving me feedback about my book, she was like, oh, I wrote down so many things and I was so worried that you were going to, you know, maybe like not receive it well or maybe be a little bit hurt. And I was like, no, are you kidding me? Like, this is such a gift. I want this book to make an impact. I'm not writing it for my ego. I'm writing it because I feel like there are some tools in there that can be very, very helpful to people. And especially, I mean, I wrote the book and the tools from a place of the worst thing that you'll ever experience is likely grief and trauma. And so if you're in that space, which is so circumstantial, if you're in that worst place as a human being to be in, if there are tools that can get you out of that, then these tools can help you really with anything that you're struggling with to get you back to your center, to get you back aligned. And so that's not for me. I went through grief and trauma and needed to get myself out of it. And I used these tools and I leaned on these tools and it really made the biggest difference in my life. It shifted everything for me. And so I wanted to share that and get it down on paper. That's my goal. So if I'm not open to receiving feedback, to be able to make that work stronger and make it better and make it land easier for the people who work with me. And of course, these two women have worked with me over time, so they know my style. They also know the value that I've been able to bring to them. And I really hope that we have the kind of relationship where they can give feedback and I can receive it well so that they want to keep giving me feedback, right? I don't want to close them off so that there's one feedback cycle a year and then they have to get themselves ready for it because it's going to be painful. I know a lot of managers who have so much trouble receiving feedback that sometimes they really get emotional. And again, we're humans, okay? So that's going to come up. But getting really emotional in a feedback session is also signaling the person giving the feedback that I can't go here anymore. They're not ready for this. And as a coach, you can coach people into the place where they're ready to receive. But if you're not in a coaching relationship with someone and you need to provide feedback, it's not your responsibility to manage the reception of it. It's not my clients who gave me feedback. It's not their responsibility to manage my emotions. That's my job. I need to make sure that they feel comfortable bringing it forward, that I'm so open and easy with it that they want to keep supplying the feedback. One more time, it's a gift. If someone is willing to go to that place of discomfort within themselves to provide you feedback, it's because they care. It's because they care about you. They care about your success. They care about your potential. They care about what you're able to do. There's a belief they have in you. Because you know who we don't give feedback to? People who we don't think deserve it. People who we don't think are going to resonate with it. People who we've kind of just wiped our hands clean of them because we don't think that they're ever going to absorb it or be open to it. And so we don't give it. We give feedback to people who we believe in and who we see their potential and we want to help foster that potential. So it is a beautiful gift. Be open to it. Be open to receiving it. Ask for it. I'm going to ask for it. If you are one of my clients and you are listening and you have not provided me feedback, get ready. There's a survey coming your way. For real. I'm going to be sending out a survey to all the clients in my membership program. So you will be receiving that shortly. And if you have other feedback for me, I really am so open to receiving it. Of course, you're not obligated, but I'd love it. So be open, ask for it, get comfortable with it. It's a part of your growth. It's a part of this journey. I'm going to ask for it more. I'm not going to be so scared. Thank you to everyone that's provided me feedback, and I hope this is helpful. I shall talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Business for Humans. Don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And please leave a review so that other business owners can find the show. Learn more at practica.consulting.